The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, how's it going there, BTN News listeners? Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of May, 2019. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way right now like it always does in about 5 minutes. Security, privacy. Well, we're probably thinking, oh, great, what'd Facebook do now? Nah, not Facebook this time, it's Google. Of course, I'm sure that probably was your second guess, wasn't it? Well, at least Google was honest this time. They actually said, yeah, we did this. It said it recently discovered a bug that caused some portions of G Suite to actually have their passwords stored in plain text. Yep, whoops. Well, here's an even bigger whoops. I guess it's been happening since 2005. Now, Google says they haven't found any evidence that anybody's password was actually improperly accessed. Still, though, they didn't really give us the 100% guarantee there, though, did they? No. Now, Google did say they didn't really know how many users might be affected by this bug. Though, from what we can gather, pretty much anybody that was using G Suite in 2005 all the way up till now, yeah, you probably could have been affected. Hey, listeners, get ready for 5G via EE very shortly. Now, I know we heard Vodafone said, July 3rd, that's when we're going to be getting our 5G out there. Well, EE is saying, we're going to be the first to the punch. May 30th is their target date, it seems to be. And apparently, as of right now, we'll cover 6 large cities at first. Now, as far as some of those cities getting 5G first, well, the obvious one, London, duh. I mean, if it ain't launching there first, what's the point? Belfast is another one, Birmingham and Manchester, too. Hull and Liverpool are supposed to be joining the list just probably a few days after that. Now, EE must be feeling very confident today because they've already started launching 5G phones. As in the Samsung 5G, yeah, you can start getting that today and already selling out about £55 a month for it. And they haven't even launched the service yet. And finally, Uber Eats. Uber convenient, isn't it? Though, can be uber expensive. Well, maybe not in the future. Similar to things like Postmates and even the UK's Deliveroo, remember they offer an unlimited delivery subscription. Well, Uber might be taking the same path now. Now, if this does come about, it will start launching in the United States first and then slowly work out in the rest of the world. But for $9.99, I guess this is just the magical price for subscriptions, isn't it? How much do you pay for Spotify? $10. How much you pay for Netflix? $10. How much you pay for food and delivery? $10. Though again, you still have to pay for the food when it arrives. That's just the fee per month. Damn. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, give me details, ain't got any. None have been revealed, and we're not even really probably supposed to know about this yet. It just sort of leaked online. But inside sources are saying Uber wants to try this out because they believe Eat Pass is a solid way to retain their customers. Could also be one of those solid ways, too, of, you know, forgetting that you're actually subscribed to something. I mean, hands up right now. How many streaming services you subscribe to and you don't even use all of them? Yeah. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website, of course. You can get subscribed to all of our BTN podcasts over there. You can check out our blog and review section on tech stuff there, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network, or a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community with all of our lovely, techie, geeky, happy people over there. We'd love for you to be part of the conversation. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Friday. Yeah, and I can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. Thank you very much, as always, for listening.